Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you will be strong enough to overcome any difficulties in your life, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, it seems the world is the time era of the similar to Bible, many people dies and natural disasters and this and that, and many people are suffering. So as the private lives of the people, some are in difficulties. But today, let's pick up one quote from the Lotus Sutra. It's a mysterious quote because it's like this. Even people are burning under the karma. My world is in peace, and always the devas are dancing. When I read this part, I thought it's strange, because usually in Mahayana Buddhism, when people are suffering, feel the same suffer as they are. But it says, even beings are in the fire by the karma. My world is in peace, and devas are dancing. No, full of devas, dancing, full of devas. Well, I understand this means, and at the same time, I didn't want to understand. However, in some way, this is what it is. Let me tell you my recent experience. I was traveling to Taiwan for then 10 days for some mission. The mission is to build monument for the Taiwanese people who was killed by the World War II as Japanese soldiers. They were Japanese soldiers, and they fought for Japan, and 3,000 people lost their lives. Anyway, during this 10 days trip, I was sick. So my body was so tough. Only the time when I meet people and talk about the project and discussing, I pretend that I'm full of energy and smiling and talking as usual. But when nobody's watching, I was really down. Anyway, I know if I depend on my physical body, I couldn't move. I didn't want to move my body. However, there is, all the people has another four bodies except the physical body. I mean, there is the one body called Dharma body, which is the body of the emptiness, and it is has no age, means it has no form. It's kind of an emptiness body, but it is actually really exist. And these 10 days, I was moving my body, but I was moving my Dharma body, and my physical body was following. That's why I was able to do all the activities with full of schedule. And even though my body, physical body is really in tough situation, my heart was in peace and happily doing the activities. The quote of the Lotus Sutra, even though people are suffering in the fire of the karma. Well, in Buddhism, we say the end of the world, there will be a seven catastrophes. And two mains are water and fire. And even that situation, deep inside of the heart, there is a pure land, which is a paradise in Buddhism, and it's beyond internal or external, but you will be able to awaken to internal paradise, and it's full of peace, of course, and all the devas are dancing happily with joy. Well, I had to be in that state forcefully because of my physical body situation. And it's this time era is really a time of the big turning point of the world, and so many catastrophes, and people are suffering. And if we depend on this physical body and or the physical world, our heart follows. But don't let it follow. Don't let yourself to follow the energy of the whatever the physical situation, either body or the circumstances. Keep in the state of the pure and the paradise of, in Buddhism, which is beyond internal or external. It really exists, and you will be able to be in that state anytime you switch in. And keep putting yourself as a mission of yourself to let other people lead, share and lead, be into this state. And not let negative energy enter into your heart, enter into your internal pure and not let your negative karma project to the world. Not let it influence each other. Karma and the world catastrophe that awaken your internal pure and the world of infinite joyfulness, and let it project to external world, and let all others lead and be into this state and share this the world of infinite joy. May you be in this state of the joyfulness, the moment to moment increase the state of happiness. May you share this to the people around you and people in the world, whoever living in this world, the time of era that we share. This is a time to overcome and awaken to the great love and full of peace.